The ATM-like machines were used by 1 in 3 voters during the most recent election, but not in Wisconsin. And Representative Mark Pocan of Madison wants to keep it that way.
We have one of the highest voter turnouts and one of the cleanest elections in the country, and we want to make sure we continue to have that.
More states are getting touchscreen voting, which is considered one way to increase voting access for the disabled. But Pocan calls electronic voting machines flawed technology. Several nationally known computer scientists who've testified before Congress have said the machines can be hacked. Critics have called for an end to secret testing and certification of the touchscreen machines. Others, like Pocan and Milwaukee Senator Jeff Plaley, want the machines to at least corroborate votes with a paper ballot.
Imagine if you had an electronic voting machine without a paper backup. There's a power surge or there's a power failure, a system crash or a hacker.
Critics of touchscreen voting point to problems in several states. Machines in North Carolina were programmed for the wrong number of voters. Malfunctioning machines in Florida had to be replaced. And in Ohio, President Bush got thousands of votes in a precinct with far fewer people in it. Most of the glitches were corrected before final tallies, and according to a group working on ways to improve voting systems, the problems did not throw the election. The Caltech MIT Voting Technology Project says exit polls favoring John Kerry don't provide enough evidence that electronic voting machines may have been used to help President Bush win. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.